necessarily.
Here we go. All right.
Sound the bell.
It is a Thursday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Happy to have you here. And here are the following stories you may have seen, yes, but have you heard them? Our Facebook Livers, have fun in the comments section. See what you can hear on the radio on the Hank Facebook Live. Well, the official, this is pretty awesome. If you think about it in this term, Ozzy Osbourne's death certificate officially listed his profession as, quote, songwriter, performer, and rock legend. That's officially on his, wow. They did, at the age of 76, of course, Ozzy passing away a couple of weeks back, and the cause of death did come out yesterday. It was cardiac arrest, but officially, down in black and white, a rock legend. I don't know what Heinz is trying to do here, or Smoothie King, but it's the mashup that we certainly didn't need at the end of summer. How about a ketchup-flavored smoothie from Smoothie King? They announced it after they tested it, and people made it through the testing process, so they're going to unleash it on the world. But available at a limited time at a bunch of Smoothie King locations, but currently in the U.S., only in six major markets: Atlanta, Chicago, Denver, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, New York, not North Texas at this point. Darn. We'll let you know, though, when it does come your way. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up on the way also, it is now streaming madness. We talked yesterday about ESPN acquiring the NFL Network. So that's all going to join together. Now, yesterday, of course, ESPN, the word came out that WWE will join and jump over there to the ESPN world in a five-year, $1.6 billion deal beginning on this. So they'll leave Peacock and go there. So now this makes it all confusing for that stuff. Just announced now, launching on August 21st, Fox One will be a new streaming service, and it will include all the Fox Sports and news programming and all their Fox networks. That will happen. And also announced this morning that the Hulu app will go away sometime next year in 2026 and will be integrated in with Disney. You got that? I'd rather have the ketchup smoothie than have to deal with this anymore. I just want to watch. Just want to watch TV. We're staying here at 92.1 Hank FM. The Trump administration yesterday has removed all age limits if you want to be an ICE agent. Homeland Security Department, it was you had to be at least 21 years old and generally not yet 37 to become a deportation officer. But Kristi Noem yesterday said no longer is there a cap on how old or to a degree how young you can be. Starting at 18, you can sign up to be an ICE agent. So 59-year-old Dean Cain said, cool. That Dean Cain, formerly Superman and now your favorite Hallmark movie of the week. Or is it Lifetime? Either which way, he must have some free time. Imagine that, Dean Cain, free time. Says he is now joined up for ICE and becoming an ICE agent. In fact, Dean Cain says, quote, for those who don't know, I am a sworn law enforcement officer. So he does have a lot of free time. Fun story, heartwarming, if you will. This is in Central Ohio. A farmer there recently used his 13-acre cornfield to create a marriage proposal message to his girlfriend. The message read, will you marry me, Caroline? Farmer Tim planned the romantic gesture for weeks right there. Caroline completely shocked, reportedly, and over the moon.
It's corn.
It was a cornfield, yes, and now it's love. Maybe she was shucked as well.
It's corn.
And then it said, retail news, while Bed Bath & Beyond, its new owners have revitalized the brand and have opened a Bed Bath & Beyond store back up. In fact, I have to look at where it's located. I think it's over there in the Northeast. They will accept your old Bed Bath & Beyond 20% coupons that we used to collect like they were Pokemon cards. Well, that is announced Claire's. Yes, that place that probably pierced your ears is once again, for the second time, filing for bankruptcy. They say the tariffs are what's getting them. And you can't evidently sustain a business with glittery hair ties. So, yeah, all that Hello Kitty merchandise is finally doing them in. Claire's.
It's cold.
92.1 AKFM.